they're kind of boggy, and a lot of salt hay grows on it that are around the ocean. I think there's some around Jekyll. It's not a swamp, but just be kind of a boggy area with grass on it. What different kinds of soil can you find in a field? What different kinds of soil can you find that are in a field? Like if say it was part sand and clay, or just clay or something.
Well, there's clay, sand, hard pan.
What's hard pan?
It's a black stuff standing on just like clay.
Is it good for growing stuff?
Yeah, you can grow stuff.
Okay, how about if they're taking the water out of the swamp, or if they were to take the water out of the swamp, what would you say they were doing to it?
Ruining it.
Well, what would you call the process of taking the water out?
Well, it could be easily took out.
Or, like, say a swimming pool, or something like that, and you're taking the water out of it, or a sink, and you push the little job on top to let the water out. What would you say the water was doing?
Running.
All right, what would you call something that was like dug? It had water you could travel on, but it was man-made.
Like what?
Well, it's like something that you dig that you could travel on. Dig between like two areas, two bodies of water. You got some land, you dig something in between it and let the water fill it up so you could cross. What would you call that little ditch type deal that they let the water in?
Shoveled.
What could you call a deep narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods or a field that's about 10 feet deep and about 10 feet across?
A ditch or a canal.
If there's been a heavy rainfall and the water has cut out a channel across a road or field, what would you call that place?
It cut out a channel across the road.
What do you call a small stream of water? It's real narrow.
Small stream.
How about, you have a river, and you have, like, different places cutting off of the main river. What would you call those little places?
Creeks.
Would you call them anything else?
Branches.
And what do you call a rise in the land? That you have, you're walking, you have to go up.
Oh, it's going up grade.
How about if it's a little bit bigger? How about if it's a little bit bigger? You see, it might be
a mountain.
Well, not quite that big. Like if you had, like you're walking, and this is flat land, but up where I come from, it's just kind of like this. What do you call the places that rise?
Hill.
What would you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? Like, you're up on top, and it came out to about here, and this went straight down. What would you call the edge of that?
I call it a drop-off.
What do you call the place where boats stop to unload their freight or cargo?
Dock.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance? Like a big drop-off that the water goes over? What would you call that?
I don't know. Waterfall, right?
How about the, what would you call a hard, like the roads? What kind of roads would you say you had around folks besides sand?
Hard roads.
How about a little road that goes off the main road?